What does God give us? He gives us a map of the future. In fact, that's what the book of the Revelation is. And what does the book of Revelation give us? What is in this map of the future? Well, let me share it with you, okay? If I was to describe the last book of the Bible, in fact, I spent 10 years of my life writing my dissertation at Dallas Seminary about the last book of the Bible. Here's what it says. God wrote down an inspired record of history of the world from the time of John sitting in Patmos all the way to the end. Wow. Did you know the cyber world was mourning in 2012 the passing of the Encyclopedia Britannica? They no longer print those encyclopedias. You can't buy a printed copy anymore. They quit in 2012. Do you know what their masthead was? They're still online. Facts matter. Guess what? Facts matter to God. And God has left us a map of the future. What's that map of the future? Look at the next slide. This is God's map from today. See, you are here. The next thing is going to be the rapture of the church. And then God will begin sealing the 144,000. The Antichrist rises. He breaks his covenant. He allows Israel to have a temple right here. He breaks that covenant in the middle. Israel, seeing the handwriting on the wall that the Antichrist is against them, starts turning to the Lord, listening to 144,000. Jerusalem gets attacked by all the armies of the world. That's called Armageddon. Jesus returns to rescue them. He judges all of the survivors. The survivors enter into what's called the thousand-year kingdom age. And then it ends with a rebellion where all of the unbelievers unite with Satan, and the Lord burns up the universe, has the great white throne judgment, creates a new universe, and here's heaven. That's God's map. Look at the next one. We could animate it this way. Today, we're the church on earth, but in the not-too-distant future, the Lord's going to call us out. He's going to reward us for what we did living for Him. He's going to send his judgment called the tribulation. He's going to come in flaming fire. That's the second coming to execute vengeance on those that know not God. He is going to become king on earth, reigning out of Jerusalem. Satan will be released and will start a rebellion. God will put it down and heaven begins. That is prophecy. And that's God's signature across his word. Now, look up with me. What difference does it make? All the difference in the world. Prophecy is how you know that the Word of God is true. God says it's my unique signature. It's actually an executable program. I'm watching over it, performing it. But what's the purpose of it? God gave us who know Jesus Christ His Word, so that we know how to live on earth, because we're looking at the ending. See, we're looking at where we are, what is next for us, what's coming for the world, and where we're headed. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures should be laid up where I'm headed.